All right, we're going to meet the family Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
I'm here. Good morning, everybody. Well, what can I say? A little less humid today. Rain is over for now. 85 to 90 with sun and clouds. Tonight, we'll be in the 60s, clear. And tomorrow, sun, hot, moderately humid, low 90s. But that's about the end of it. Another cold front, now in the Great Lakes, comes down tomorrow night, brings showers. The front stalls, and it's cloudy and humid with showers on Saturday. I don't think we will get out of the 70s, and we'll stay with clouds, humidity, showers, and even a thunderstorm in the 70s Sunday, and still more showers on Monday.
So we won't have thunderstorms today?
I doubt it. I'm looking at the radar. I've been watching the radar all morning long, and it's showing, like, for instance, right now, I have a broken line of showers that stretches from just to the east of Utica to close to Binghamton, and that's moving southeast with the next front. My thinking is that most of that will weaken out, and if anything happens with it, it'll be a brief shower in spots. That's the second front. One front went through last night. This is the second front. So I played it down, and I didn't put any showers in. There could be an isolated shower, but I don't think we'll have any thunder or lightning.
Wait, boy, well, late last night we did. Lots of rain. Lots of rain. I had lots of lightning strikes near my house. You know the type of lightning strikes where it's like a blue lightning, and then the thunder comes almost at the same time with this, and you know how the house rattles.
You know, the day before when the storms went through Long Island and New York City, two people were struck by lightning, one in serious condition.
Yeah, I tell you,
gotta be careful. We take it for granted.
So Friday it starts to get humid again.
I would only say moderately humid.
Because it's still humid here this morning.
Yeah, that'll come down a little bit.
We got that stupid haze in the air.
Yeah, that's why I said a little less humid. Yeah. I don't think we'll get rid of it entirely, but it will get a little less humid. And unfortunately, a very drippy weekend. It's going to be very hard to make outdoor plans this weekend.
Do you realize that my house, it's so been so humid for so long, all the wood has just swelled. Doors don't shut properly. There's a couple of floorboards that are kind of like warping a little bit. And I've got air conditioners on that have dehumidifiers in them. You know, they dehumidify the air, but it's not enough.
No, it's just too humid. That's what it turns out. It's just too humid. The air is super saturated. That's why so many places have been getting unbelievable amounts of rain, 1-2 inches at a time. When the atmosphere tries to wring itself out, boy, it does. And that's the ongoing problem right through the weekend. Although, again, it's cooler in the 70s, but the humidity is still with us through the weekend. So it's not a cool 70. It's a sticky 75, 76 degrees. Over the weekend, 250 people expected at the annual picnic on Saturday. They have a tent set up, but there's lots of outdoor games and stuff for the kids, so they're going to have to work around that. And Friday night, tomorrow night, we show our movie, which is supposed to be under the tent as well. And we talked the social director out of that, and we talked him into just showing the movie in the new studio. Everything is set up there, and there's no reason why we have to set everything up outside under a tent when they could just sit in the studio and it's the same thing. So that's what we're going to do, and then we hope for the best on Saturday, because when you have a picnic, even with tents, and there's just field all around, you get heavy downpours. It's muddy and it's it's not too pleasant, so I don't know. They've had a string of great weeks of picnic weather up there, and now, of course, it's changing. But everybody knows the weather's changing. And a lot of people, you know, are saying, well, what happened to the Atlantic hurricane season? It started off, you know, so strong. Yep. And now there's a lot of dust coming off Africa, and the water temperatures in the central Atlantic are cold. Nothing's happening down there. That could change. People forget. When did we have Sandy? Yeah. What month was that?
That was October?
Yes, huh? That is correct. That was October. So, you know, and the hurricane season doesn't end until November 30th. So I say, you know, just count our blessings at this point.
All right. Hey, say good morning to Jerry. Jerry Richter is listening from Germany. I think he's in Germany right now.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Now, Jerry also comes from the Cornwall area and stuff like that, but he's over in Germany, I'm pretty sure, right now. I think it's probably either daytime over there or going into nighttime. I don't know. I don't know the time difference, but anyways.
Right, right. So he's there now. Okay, well, I'm sure he's sitting down having a nice stein of beer.
Well, hey, speaking about stein of beer, I'm going to change it over. So the Sangria Festival is going to be held on Saturday up at the Hudson Chatham Winery.
Okay.
So I guess people should be prepared to drink a lot of wine, right?
Yeah, that's true. I bring along an umbrella.
Let a smile be your umbrella, Pat. Let a smile be your umbrella.
Yeah, on a rainy day.
So the weekend looks like it's going to be cloudy, humid, and showery.
That's it. That's the way it looks right now. Again, I don't think there's going to be any deluges, but one never knows.
I tell you.
Sorry about that.
Well, hey, you know, it doesn't matter to me one way or the other. You know, you got to, one day at a time, you go out there and you.
That's correct.
One foot in front of the other foot, hopefully.
Yep.
Hopefully.
And I will be working this Monday.
What?
I'm working this Monday because next Thursday and Friday, I will not be here. I will be at the Cape. Not willingly, but I will be there. Which means I'm going to miss out on one whole weekend at the lake, only because this is the time that I used to prepare my sets for the movie, and I won't be there. So,
what's going on at the Cape?
Well, it's a long story, but to make a long story short, a friend of ours, Joanne and Vinny, they have a place in Chatham, and he's being summoned to go overseas. She doesn't want to stay alone in Chatham. She lives in Westchester County. So she asked if we would come up for a couple of days, and she's got friends coming up every couple of days to keep her company. And of course, it's of no expense on my part because I'll be staying there. So all I have to do is drive there and drive back, and it's like a free 3-day weekend.
All right. Well, we'll speak to you tomorrow anyway.
Tomorrow's Friday. See you then.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our forecast.